And you've just heard Donovan Carlos performing Be Thankful for What You've Got. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is One Song Wonders, the radio show where we explore many versions of just one song. And yes, this edition is Be Thankful for What You've Got.
The gasoline. one more time.
Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean.
That was the band Oregon with their interpretation of Be Thankful for What You've Got. And before that, we heard Arthur Lee and Love from 1974. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to One Song Wonders, discovering a diversity and creativity in music through just one song. Today we're exploring Be Thankful for What You Got, a song written and performed by William Devon. He wrote a song called A Cadillac Don't Come Easy, which was eventually written to become Be Thankful for What You Got, in 1972. The original recording session featured members of the MFSB group, Mother, Father, Sister, Brother, guitarist Norman Harris, drummer Earl Young, bassist Rusty Jackman, vibist Vince Montana, and conga player Larry Washington. The record sold nearly 2 million copies on its release in 1974, and it reached number one on the U.S. R&B and Hot 100 charts. The edited version, which is the first part of the song, became a hit. The other half of the song is a longer instrumental and clocks in at about 7 minutes, and radio stations preferred the sung portions over the instrumental portions, but we know the whole song is awesome. All right, I'll be back in just a moment here at One Song Wonders with more versions of Be Thankful for What You've Got.
Exploring science in the sea. For most fish, there is one way to breathe. The fish takes in water through its mouth and passes it over its gills. Tiny blood vessels in the gills absorb oxygen from the water and send it through the fish's body. If the fish leaves the water for more than a few minutes, it suffocates. It can't breathe oxygen from the air. But a well-known sport fish can take big gulps of air, and several other species of fish can survive on land for hours. The mudskipper, for example, is one of several amphibious fish. It's found in shallow coastal waters across the Indian Ocean. It uses its fins to walk or jump across land in search of prey. In fact, it can spend most of its life on land. It absorbs oxygen through its gills and its skin, and through special linings in its neck and throat. The sport fish is the tarpon, a silvery fish that can be 8 feet long and weigh almost 300 pounds. It has gills, but it's also set up to breathe air. Like most fish, the tarpon has a swim bladder, an organ that helps the fish control its depth. But the swim bladder on the tarpon is a little different. It has four rows of structures that connect to the mouth, allowing them to take in the air directly. The linings of these structures act a bit like a lung, extracting oxygen from the air. It's especially helpful when the fish is in a place where there's not much oxygen in the water, such as backwater areas. There, the fish just rises to the surface and takes a big breath of fresh air. You can find images to go with our programs on our website, scienceinthesea.org. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to One Song Wonders with DJ Frederick, exploring many versions of just one song.
Thank you.
Two really great versions of Be Thankful for What You Got. The first one there was Jackie Mattu and Ernest Ranglin, released on Coxone Records back in the day. Beautiful stuff. And that was Massive Attack, Be Thankful for What You've Got. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I'm thankful that you're listening to One Song Wonders. It's a show where we explore many versions of just one song.
This is Bird Note. You just heard the grunt of a cormorant, the whistle of a cardinal, and the song of a song sparrow. Nearly all birds produce sound through an organ unique to birds, the syrinx. The syrinx is a set of muscles and membranes located where the two branches of the bronchial tubes converge to become the trachea. An adjacent air sac helps build pressure in the syrinx. In many songbirds, this whole song-producing apparatus is not much bigger than a raindrop. The syrinx is extremely efficient at creating sound, using nearly all of the air that passes through it. Let's listen again to the limited vocal range of the cormorant, whose syrinx is controlled by only one set of muscles. The cardinal, a familiar bird of central and eastern states, creates its pure whistle by producing sound in its left and right bronchial tubes simultaneously. The song sparrow, like many other songbirds, has 5 to 7 pairs of muscles that govern the syrinx. It puts forth a cascade of trills and notes as if singing a duet with itself. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You're listening to One Song Wonders with DJ Frederick, exploring many versions of just one song.
Sidewalks, sunroof in the back. drive a car at all. But remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Just be thankful. Thank you.
Live from their studio, that was the Taylor Scott Band, Be Thankful for What You've Got. And before that, the indie pop vibes of Yola Tango, band that I've been listening to off and on now for two decades, they just keep getting more amazing as they go along. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to One Song Wonders. We've been discovering diversity and creativity in music through just one song. I'm going to shift a little bit here to Why Can't We Live Together? So until next time, thank you for tuning in and keep listening to the songs of life.